Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 17 and 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
My dear friends, O sons of the demons, it is certain that no one bereft of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been able to liberate himself from material bondage at any time or in any country. Rather, those bereft of knowledge of the Lord are bound by the material laws. They are factually addicted to sense gratification, and their target is woman. Indeed, they are actually playthings in the hands of attractive women. Victimized by such a conception of life, they become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and thus they are shackled to material bondage. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of life are called demons. Therefore, although you are sons of demons, keep aloof from such persons and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, the origin of all the demigods, because the ultimate goal for the devotees of Narayana is liberation from the bondage of material existence.
విమోకితం కామదశాన్ విహార క్రీడామిగో జన్మగరో విసర్గ తో విదూరాత్ పరిహిత దైత్యా దైత్యేషు సంగం విషయాత్మకేషు ఉపేత నారాయణం ఆదిదేవం సముక్త సంగై విహితో అపమర్గం. Visarga and Apavarga. Visarga means creation. So the important fact is that if we are attached to the material world, maybe very minute quantity, then there will be visarga. Visarga means creation. We'll have to accept another body. Unless we complete the pure, annavilasita sunnam, sunnam means zero. Nabilasika Sinnam Gyana Karmadanabhidam Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttam. So the back to home, back to Godhead, we are trying. That is our ambition. That if we have got little propensity for material enjoyment, then we may get very better position in the material world, in the Sargoloka, heavenly planet. The description of heavenly planet is given also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very, very opulent. We cannot imagine even how they are opulent. The roads are made of pearls, diamonds, coral. The roads are made of that. And at the same time, no sinful man is admitted there. Everyone highly elevated, pious. There is no crookedness, no enviousness. So many will find this description in the 8th canto of Sargoloka. There are everything we cannot imagine in. But that is also within this material. Within this material, Kranti Deva Bhakti Deva. We can go there if we want to go. Just like they are trying, the modern so-called scientists, to go to the moon planet, Mars. According to Shastra, these planets are bedecked with such descriptive facilities. They are also within the heavenly planet, but these rascals are going and they find nobody there and they take some dust and come back. This is their success. They do not know that they cannot enter in there. They are not meant for ordinary persons. So at least those who are sinless, very straightforward, not envious. So anyway, even if we go, ābhamma bhavanā lokāna punarāvatti nojya. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. This is Sargaloka. And above that, bhūt-bhūvat-sarva, you have got the Gayatri, Om Bhūt-bhūvat-sarva-tat-savitu-varannam-bhargadeva. There are other higher planets also, Sargalok, Janalok, Tapalok, Mahalok, Sattalok, Brahmalok. There are 14 status of different planetary systems. Chatuddash Bhuvan, and the topmost is Brahmalok. So even if you go there, there is no relief. Ābhramma bhavanā lokānu punarāvat. You have to come back again. That's why Prahlāda Mahārāja is very serious that viṣarga, stop this viṣarga. Go back directly to Krishna. Don't go even in this any planetary system within this material world. We have got description of this planetary system, but there is also fight between the demons and the daitya. There is also not peace. There is struggle for existence. Sometimes one party is getting above another party, and sometimes one's kingdom is attacked by another party, the demons attacking demigod cities, they are attacking. This struggle for existence is fine everywhere. Ābhramma bhavanālo. Therefore, a devotee is not interested anywhere within this material, however very opulent it may be. There may be roads, in a straw, the stone, diamond, coral, that does not attract. They are not interested. They are interested to go to Vrindavan and become a grass here. This is the thing. Just like Uddhava, as soon as he entered Vrindavan, immediately fell down on the road, thinking that on this tree Krishna has walked, his friends have walked, there are footprints. So, this is the ambition of the devotee. They are not interested for diamond roads or pearl roads, no. The Prahlāda Mahārāja says that if you, my dear Daitya friends, you are talking with his friends, they are born of Daitya family. Daitya, Daitya family means Daitya, Daitya sangam viṣayātma kīṣu. Daitya means those who are material attached. Simply for sense gratification. That is the distinction between the Daityas and Devas. The Devas And they are also sense gratification, but they are devotees at the same time, not pure devotees. Their devotion is for material opulence. They want something, return. Krishna is also prepared. Krishna takes sides of them. See, if you want to enjoy material world, that also you can get by becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna is so pleased, so kind. That was Shastra recommend. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharati. Tibrena bhakti yogena jadita paramam puru. Even if you have got desire to enjoy within this material world, still you take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna is satisfied. You give it. There is no need of doing something else for your material enjoyment. If you want, because we cannot give up material enjoyment, we have been habituated since time immemorial. Many life after many life, simply for sense gratification, it is not very easy to give up the idea. Therefore, Shastra says, even if you have got an idea of sense gratification, still you take to Krishna consciousness. Don't try it otherwise. Just like the devotees. They have got facilities for all sense gratification. Sense gratification means udara upastha jiva. Jiva, the tongue and the belly and the genital. This is the prime sense that vegetary sources. Very palatable dishes, fill up the belly as much as possible and then enjoy sex. This is material. In the spiritual world, these things are absent. In material world, these things are very prominent. So, Prahlad Maharaj warns his friend that if we become attached to this sense gratification, then vimochitam kama drishana vihara kira migo jan nigara visarga. Nigar, nigar means the root. The root cause of accepting the material world, these things are sense gratification. Tato vidura, from distant place. Tato vidura parishitta daitya. My dear friends, although you are born of daitya family, I am also born. His father is also daitya. Daityeshu sangham visyatmukeshu. Give up there. Asasanga tagi Vaishnava. The same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So he is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava, he immediately explained that Vaishnava. Now, what is the duty of Vaishnava? Some devotee asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sir, what is the duty of a Vaishnava? Then immediately he said in two lines, Asasanga tyagi Vaishnava. To give up the company of materialistic person. Then the next question may be, who is materialistic? Asapakstrisanga. One who is attached to woman, he is also. And Krishna bhakta. And one is not a devotee of Krishna. So we have to give up. So there is, therefore, regulative principle. At least, no illicit sex. Get yourself married. live like a gentleman, that responsibility. Then gradually, he'll be able to give up the sex desire. Unless he give up the sex desire, completely unagitated, there's no possibility of stopping this repetition of material birth. Birth, death, old age, and that is not possible. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as Bhai says, Dattesu Sangam Visayatma Krishna. Don't associate it. Asat Sangam, the same thing, I tell you, Asat Sangam Tyagi Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava's business. Don't take any opportunity of asat, those who are materially attached. Very, very difficult association. Then, it is possible, upeto narayanam adidevam sa mukta sangai rishito apabhadga. Therefore, association is very sadhatya siddhasa. Those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, make your association with them. Krishna consciousness means fully become detached with this material enjoyment. Simply become engaged in Krishna's service. Your life will be successful. Thank you.